Blog Talk Radio.
Surrounded by cement and bars, I'm disposing on myself, so I'm identified by God. And I'm mentally scarred, the day is posted for my death. They picked me up from my cell and began to shave my head a little shorter, but because I know I'm about to die. But at least I get to see the victim's family cry. Before my life comes to an end, and my coffin is sealed. They sent me in an empty room for my last meal. I'm about to wander raw field, got 10 minutes to eat. That's when the warden comes in and yanks me to my feet. They took me to a priest, but I sent him away. Now I'm on the last leg of death row hallway.
All rise for the judge. You may be seated. Case number 781, Relic versus the state of New Mexico. Mr. Relic, you are charged with 550-some counts of first-degree murder. Would you please take the witness stand in your defense, the jury?
He was a young man, about the age of 21. Scared to go home because his daddy touched his son. Mom walked down, he never came back. Now he's left with the dead and labeled as filler trash. And he drinks and drinks till he can't drink no more. Can't think of seeing daddy getting drunk and falling on the floor. So we did it. He was tired of getting hit, tired of getting in trouble for everything when he didn't do it. So we did it. He grabbed the knife and stabbed him to death. And now he's running, said he's trying to catch his fucking breath. Now he's full, he lived a hard life. But shit got harder when he found out his mother died.
Very nice story. Could you please get to the point?
All I'm trying to say is I killed 550 and I can't plead in fucking sanity. Fuck y'all then. Get the chair, strap me in.
This is Angela Martinez with the Channel 7 News. We are here with a former neighbor of one of the accused serial killers. Tell us what...
Let me tell you something, my nigga. I live next to that guy right there. And he like, he fucking... He killed my dog and my kid. Every time I kiss them, they run inside the house. I hope he's frying, burning hell.
Yo, look into my eyes, tell me what do you see? Is it the mind of a killer not worthy of amnesty? Should I be locked in a tomb, forgotten, never released? Am I a beast off his leash, not capable of peace? Well, at least give me the chance to live, the opportunity to be something more than a kid, please forgive. Don't you think my lesson was learned? And if you kill me, didn't you get killed in return? That's the way it goes. An eye for an eye, the only difference is that I'm sick in the mind. And these actions of mine result in beatings and abuse. Just a matter of time, I'll put myself in the noose. Just let loose, put a bullet in my head. No matter what I do, only death lies ahead. So fuck what I said, let the lights dim low. That's how it go when you want death row.
Shit, you think we give a fuck? We give no fuck, flip that motherfucker switch.
Yeah, bitch, flip that motherfucker, show it to me.
5,000 volts of electricity going through our bodies. We were waiting for this shit. So fucking bring it on.
Show me where it is so I can flip it myself.
Bring the pain. The pain. Bring the pain. The pain. Bring the pain. The pain. Bring the pain.
What's good, motherfuckers? Welcome to Juggalo Rider with your host, Tavik, co-host, Ghetto G, other co-host, Psycho Killer. Tonight we have an interview with Relic and Body Hunter. Apparently I had to take over for Chris because he forgot what to say, apparently.
Yes.
And we do have Spaz with us.
The fact that I was unmuted.
Uh-huh. So now I guess we wait for them to call in.
You did hit them up. You did hit them up today, right? To make sure they're still on for today, right?
Yes, I did hit them up.
Did they respond?
They didn't really respond.
They didn't respond.
I sent them a message. And they didn't respond.
Better hope they didn't forget.
The last time that we had a no respond, well.
Yeah. That's okay. Come 11:30, Spaz, you'll be keeping Chris company.
Yeah, I know. I've already gotten the talk from Ghetto.
Yep, I'm going to be passing the fuck out by 11:30.
You're a bitch.
Hey, I work today. Well, technically training, but still got... But yeah, they still put my ass to work either way.
And slash.
Well, we got a guest in the room. Guest, sign in so that we can chat, ask questions, and get questions.
All in. Have fun. Yay!
Hopefully they show up. If they don't show up, then I guess I have no choice but to stay.
But no, they don't show up. I'll just do whatever.
Somehow I'm going to have to end up entertaining people. Fuck. I would like to state, still, that I am pissed off that I've somehow gotten my title taken away from me. Just saying, you know.
Which title would that be?
What?
Which title would that be?
Last time I knew, I was fucking co-host resident nurse person.
Well, you are a resident nurse. A resident Spaz, resident no case.
Well, my thing is I don't need to know about people's balls, okay? Just saying. If you got a question, just... Yes, by the way, I had a monster. Just saying. Have it. Turn your fucking fan off.
Yeah, sorry. Got distracted.
All I hear is that shit.
What happened?
All I hear is your fucking fan going.
Well, I can find my remote for it. I can just, you know, lower it. But, yeah, I can't find a remote for it.
How about you get off your lazy ass and go push the button yourself?
I'm too lazy for that.
Obviously, you don't.
He doesn't know what buttons do.
I know what buttons do, but it's so much easier when I have a remote in me.
Yeah, well, he knows how to push my buttons pretty fucking well, douchebag.
Well, that's not too hard.
Yeah, y'all do it very well. Like, Ghetto calling me last night, trying to fucking act all slick and shit. I knew it was him.
Hell, I even told you he was gonna call.
No, I ended up like dozing off, and like he fucking called me, and I ended up waking up because of that shit. So I'm like, hello. I couldn't even call me. And what was best is how I knew it was him is because he called me from a fucking block number. Like, seriously, Ghetto, like, you haven't called me from a block number before. Like, seriously, out of all of y'all, you haven't called me from a fucking block number before. But then again, if he was to call me without his number blocked, it'd pop up as Ghetto G. Meow, 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 meow. I'm so bored.
Join the club.
Yeah, well, you know, you can go places. You have a vehicle. My car is in fucking New Haven right now.
Why is it in New Haven?
Well, because D-Bag's got to drive something.
No, he doesn't. Make him walk.
Yeah, well, as of right now, I'm jobless, so, motherfucker, he's got to do something.
Yeah, but you know what? It's going to be funny, you know, just to see him walk his ass to New Haven.
Oh, it would be funny because, you know what? He needs it. He needs to lose a little bit of weight. I'm horrible. I'm going to fucking hell in a handbasket, dude. I'm driving that motherfucking bus down.
You realize we're already in hell. It's called Connecticut.
Sweet, but I'm not in hell yet.
Yeah, no. You're always in hell because you're retarded. So, yeah.
Why, thanks for the compliments, Baz.
Yeah, anytime. Stalker tendencies. Apparently, I have a new buddy who likes to talk to me a lot. No? Yeah. You'll never guess who that is.
Adam?
Uh-huh. I ain't gonna diss the kid. He's a sweet kid, but... I have to say, he isn't as bad as Crystal.
Yeah.
Then again, nobody can be as bad as Chris.
Yeah, I'm a totally different level.
Yeah, you're totally creeper stalker. Adam's not. So, yeah. But supposedly he's going to be calling in later tonight, I guess. I guess, like, today was, like, his daughter's birthday or some shit. I don't know. Yeah.
I think Spaz would definitely get along with this chick.
What chick?
Her name is Carla Cumbag.
What the fuck? Say what?
Carla Cuntbag.
Okay, and what are you trying to get with her? What the fuck? Where did this
I wouldn't mind trying to get with her.
Oh, dear Lord, havoc.
Yo, she's fucking sexy, and guess what? She's from fucking Boston.
Yeah, so?
Yeah, and Havoc's the only mutual friend that I have that's hers.
And, she's like you, Spaz. She ain't afraid to speak her mind.
Word, son. I don't know. I don't get along with a lot of girls. So, I don't know. You would have to see.
But nah, she's cool, though. I mean, I think besides you, Ghetto, and Chris, like, she's the only other person on Facebook I talk to. I mean, Adam tries to hit me up. Adam tries to hit me up. I just don't give a fuck to respond.
The way to go, because you don't want to know his, you don't want to know his stories.
I don't give a fuck to know that he ate eggs for breakfast or lunch or whatever the fuck it is. So yeah, I just choose not to respond.
No, he can talk somebody's fucking ear off. Let me tell you, son. That motherfucker.
Whenever he hits me up on Facebook, he seems to have trouble fucking typing, because he can't fucking.
He doesn't know how to spell very well.
Exactly.
No, literally, he doesn't know how to spell very well. Hopefully Adam's not listening in because I'm ragging on him. I don't mean to be ragging on him. I'm not trying to be a bitch.
Yeah, he's not listening in. Or that he knows.
Yeah, well, there's a guest in the fucking room.
Yeah, it's probably
what?
Yes,
what?
A word? Where are these motherfuckers?
I hit them up, but I don't know.
You hit him up. Yeah, well, stalker tendencies drive people away.
I mean, I hit him up around 2 to check if he was still down. But one hasn't even been on Facebook all day, and the other was on there about 2 hours ago, but whatever. Didn't respond.
Didn't fucking Relic have to, like, cancel due to family issues or some shit?
Originally, he had to because, like, somebody's family died.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna say nothing.
Yeah, but that was
like
a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, that was like 2 weeks ago, last time I checked, because I had called into that shit, and he was supposed to have an interview, but he didn't.
pretty much, and I mean, I don't know what's up with him, but he drank some smoothie or whatever that had cantaloupe in it. Forgot he's allergic to cantaloupe, and yeah, he couldn't talk. So I don't know. If that's
nice. How can you forget that you're allergic to something?
Well, either he forgot he was allergic to it, or he didn't know it was in there.
Yeah, well, that's why it's called read labels. Sorry, this is the nurse retard coming out of me. I'm sorry. It's like, that's like me walking into a fucking bee farm. You know, hey, I know I have an allergy to bee stings, and I can die from that shit within like 5 seconds. But I'm going to go in this shit anyways, you know. I'm just going to walk in. What up, bees? I got a big cock. Dude, my kid's been singing that shit for all day today, by the way. Been singing Thrift Shop.
That's never a good thing.
My kid's got some issues. He goes, he's sitting there, he looks at a price tag on something while we're at the store, and he goes, yo, that's $50 for a t-shirt. I'm like, really? Really, Damon? Really? You're just going to bust out Macklemore right now? Really? Is that cool? You could have busted out, like, We Don't Die. No, you got to bust out $50 for a t-shirt. What the fuck? Like, I thought I taught you better. And then my daughter's fucking singing Taylor Swift, never, ever, 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 ever getting back together bullshit. Yeah, that's fun, too. Just saying.
Yeah, that's, you know, Christmas favorite song.
Nope.
Yeah, that's
Yo,
my
you
answer.
Said that when it hung me up from the host line or whenever I lost signal there. That would work better.
Well, you know, Havoc. Is going into college, so, you know.
Yeah, Chris can't say that, because if he does, he gets 5 minutes in the box.
Oh, yeah, I know. Even the word. Ghetto's like, if he says the word, I'm fucking putting him in the box. I'm like, you do that, dude. You do that.
No, welcome to the fucking box for me.
I'm putting y'all on fucking speaker. Hold up.
Oh, great. The almighty speaker.
Oh, shut up, you hold up.
Chris, since I was in that show, if you want to just switch over, and I'll just stay for the show.
I'll just stay on the whole line. Who the hell cares? I mean, if you want to go to sleep, dude, just do it.
I've been waiting for Bones to hit me back, because if I asked them, you know, when did they release that fucking Shady disc?
Yep.
Yeah, plus I'm waiting for the new Undertaker Titantron to upload too.
Why didn't you get their number, like, legit?
Well, I mean, I do know Relic's number, but, I mean, they're any stick or whatever, you know what I mean?
Well, wait, if he's sick, why didn't you just reschedule the fucking interview?
Well, I mean, I'm not sure if he can talk yet or not.
Again, why didn't you just reschedule? So that way we have a date where we know he can talk.
All right, let me put it this way: Chris is no longer competing for fucking interviews.
Is it just me, or is she just like cutting in and out there?
I couldn't really hear. We kept cutting in and out.
Better take yourself off speaker, so you're cutting in and out.
but I don't wanna.
Yeah, just do it.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear
you
now, Verizon.
What about now? Can you hear me now?
Yes, Verizon, we hear you now.
I don't have Verizon. I have AT&T. Suck it, bitch.
I used to have AT&T. Now I have Boost Mobile.
Yo, AT&T, fuck. Yo, DirecTV fucked me in the ass for today.
That's
oh, my God. You tried to fuck me over something fierce today. Oh, my God. I was like, no, motherfuckers. Because where I moved to, in order for me to get DirecTV, you have to go on to somebody else's, like, property park. Because it's like a, like I live in a condo kind of thing.
Yep.
And like, so, like, it, they're supposed to void my contract right away if they can't get a fucking single boat. Signal to where I live and shit. And they're like, okay, well, you're still fucking billing me and shit. I'm like, no. You're gonna stop billing me, like, today. You're not gonna bill me for the technician coming out here and telling me that I have no fucking signal. Then you're not gonna bill me for the fucking whatever amount it is that you told me that you wanted me to bill for cancellation fee, because you totally told me that it's free for termination. You can go and fuck yourself royally hard in the ass. Yeah, apparently they didn't like that one for me. I had a complete bitch fest with these people, like complete bitch fest. But the good news is I won the bitch fest. And I don't have TV now, so, yeah, I'm sitting here painting my nails. Yep. What you listening to? You watching wrestling?
Yeah.
You fucking don't know. I can't say anything. My ginger watches wrestling. He actually went to WrestleMania.
I'm watching the last. Oh, I'm watching the parts I missed, you know, to watch. So.
Yeah. Well, my ginger likes wrestling, so can't really say too much because I love my ginger and he's totally awesome. So I can't diss wrestling because I used to watch it too. So. Yeah. I tried getting back into that shit, and I was like, yep, nope, fuck this shit. Too fucking fake for me now. Like, it was a little fake for me back then, but now it's just like, fuck that shit. Plus, there's, like, all new people, and I'm like, fuck that. I don't want to fucking have to pick new people that I like. So I felt like pulling a John Cena and being like, you can't see me. And I ran away like a little bitch. What? So instead, I decided to stare at half-naked men with fucking fabulous bodies today. So, yeah, it was a win-win situation for me. I'm rather happy with my choice today. I think Havoc died.
Yeah, pretty much.
Did he get off the line?
No, he's still on the phone.
I was about to say, that bastard, he didn't say bye to me. Motherfucker. It's a good thing I don't make him sandwiches.
Yeah, he can make me and Joe sandwiches, but not Havoc because of that.
No, I don't make you sandwiches. I only make ghetto sandwiches.
Well, I said you could.
No, only ghetto. Unless Ghetto instructs me to make a sandwich for somebody else, that's it. I'll only Ghetto. That's the agreement. That's the agreement in my head. So.
Fine. One thing I'm kind of considering is, I see what Relic's number is. Like, if I should call it or not, because, you know what I mean?
Well, is it a cell phone number?
Yeah, is it a cell phone number? And
is it a cell phone number? Or is it a house number? Or is it, like, what kind of number is it?
I have no clue.
Well, what's the area code, fucktard?
The area code's a Colorado 1720.
I think that's a cell phone.
Well, 720 is a Colorado area code. I mean, it's like 303-720. I mean, I used to live there for a little while.
Thank you, fucktard. I know that. I'm saying, I'm guessing. What's the first three digits of the actual number other than the 720?
64.
Yeah, that's a cell phone. Why don't you try shooting him a text? Instead of calling him. This way you can see how see how he's feeling, if he's feeling good or not. Because if he ain't, then you can interview me for some ungodly reason. Because we all know
Chris
sucked that interview.
See how weird you are.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Death of JR, where we interview Fez.
Oh, whoa. No, I wouldn't be the death of JR. A certain other person that I know would be the death of JR.
Who, Adam?
I'm going to fucking hell. Oh, my God. I feel so bad for ragging on this kid. He's nothing but nice to me, too. This is horrible. I'm such a shitty person.
He's not so nice to everybody, but there's just times where he doesn't shut the fuck up and he gets way too annoying.
No, but, like, you know, he's a fucking nice kid. He is. He just, it's like ghosts. That's why I text with him.
Yeah. See, difference between me and you. You respond to him. Like I said, I don't give a fuck to respond to him. And he doesn't have my number. He never will have my number.
Same here.
Speaking of your number, did you change your motherfucking number?
Yes.
You bastard. So whoever has your previous number is getting fucking some fun-ass fucking text messages, let me tell you. I called you a fucking whore. Gay, homo, you name it. I fucking rapped you. I like, this is way before anything, before I started coming back onto fucking JR and shit. I fucking sent you a text message, like, calling you a faggot or some shit, just because I could.
And yet I'm not getting any of those. Whoever has my old number, he's the one getting them, or she.
I feel bad for that.
Well, at least I didn't send dildo, okay? I didn't send them dildo.
You should right now, just for the hell of it. Just do it.
I sent, like, one day I went, hey, you faggot. I got no reply. I'm like, shit. Okay. You know, like, another day, or like, later on in that day, I go, you're such a whore. Like, why won't you talk to me, you bitch? I was like, now I feel horrible. I had to deal with my bullshit. And
yeah,
no, I don't feel bad for y'all.
Yeah, I got bored earlier, so I made a fucking Dragon Ball Z music video.
Oh, shit, son, it's going down.
But the funny thing is, I didn't use anything. The only track I went with was Two Fist, Four Axe Handles from Jamie Madrox.
Nice. Dude, I love DBZ. There's nothing, like, I'm a complete fucking nerd through and through. I love DBZ. That and Pokemon. Yeah, I'm a Pokemon person. I don't like the new shit.
Whoa. Did you say you said
Coconut what? I got a lovely bunch of coconuts, doodly-dee.
What the fuck?
And they're standing in a row, boom, boom, boom. Big one, small one, something to fix your head. my mind, by the way. Then again, I've already known I've lost it like a long time ago.
I was gonna say, did you ever have one?
Dude, I'm smarter than you. Don't be jealous.
I'm never jealous.
You're
yeah, Chris.
Jealous.
She actually graduated college. No, nursing school.
Which is definitely a lot harder.
Yeah. What? You don't have to know every fucking muscle in the body. You don't have to know what bone does what. You don't have to know fucking calculations for medication retardation shit.
Okay, then how many muscles are in the middle finger?
In what?
In the middle finger that I'm putting up right now.
Oh, in your middle finger that you're putting up right now? Well, you use about, what, it's 150 to put up your middle finger.
Damn.
Did you know to smile, it actually takes 200 and something muscles to move your lips to make you smile?
Something like that.
But it's a lot easier to just stick up your middle finger, which is awesome.
Pretty much.
So I use that excuse all the time. I'm giving my muscles less of a workout to just stick up my middle finger, you know?
So, Kirk, how about the fact that I found another Titantron? This time, it's for the Divas version of the Nexus.
Yeah.
Wait, not about Justin Bieber, what?
No, I said the Divas version of the Nexus.
Yeah, no, I know what you said. I just felt like saying Justin Bieber.
Yeah, because he's a
little bit. You're putting in the penalty box for saying that.
I don't get put in the penalty box, unlike you. Thank you.
You could.
Yeah, you could.
Havoc, do you really want to put me in the penalty box, Havoc? Really? Would you ever really want to put me in the penalty box?
Well, considering the fact, you know, any text you send to me is going to somebody else anyway.
I have your Facebook, fucker.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
She's threatening you by posting bullshit on your Facebook.
Not only that, but I live like 4 towns away from you.
Yeah. So you got to find my street, you know, find the house I'm in.
I know a person who knows your address.
Who, Ghetto?
Nope. Well, Ghetto, but no, not Ghetto. She.
Who, Merp?
Yeah, Merp. Yeah.
She doesn't know my actual... Okay, she doesn't know my address.
I will find you.
Yes, I don't doubt it.
I will
bad.
Be like, I will, you know what I'll do? I'll get fucking Chris stalking you so I can get that shit. Stalker Kenny.
No,
right,
I don't give a fuck, too.
Yeah, you don't.
Because that's your own job, Spaz.
You say you don't give a fuck, but if I made you a fucking bacon sandwich, you'd totally help me out.
He's not
yeah,
Ghetto
but you can't. I'm not Ghetto G. And you only have that deal with Ghetto G. You have to get his permission first, which that's never going to happen.
You want to bet?
Yes, actually, I do want to bet.
What would you like to bet, motherfucker?
Let's see.
Yes, he has to think about that.
All right, let me put it this way. I'm not betting your virginity, okay?
I'm definitely not going to bet that either.
I'm horrible.
So, Chris, did you ever send that text to,
Yes, what? I sent the text. I'm just waiting to see if I get a response.
I'm sexy and I know it.
But you know, it'd be funny if that's, you know, not even a cell phone, that's just his house, and, you know, he's not getting any of the texts.
I would like to announce that house phones actually receive text messages.
Yes, they do.
I can text a house phone, and it'll ring until you pick it up, and when you pick it up, it's like, kind of like the British bitch comes on, and she replies the text message to you.
That's awesome.
That sounds annoying as shit.
I can't do that to no house where I live right now, just to hear it.
I've done it to my house, by the way. This is how I know. I decided to send myself a fucking text message, and I didn't realize that I was sending it to my house.
Awesome.
Although, I'm not sure if it works anymore, but I did it once. Like, I fucking... I forgot what I sent. And my dad ended up picking up... Well, my dad ended up picking up the phone, and apparently he didn't appreciate whatever my text had said at that point in time.
Why something about dildos knowing you?
No. I'm pretty sure I was trying to text a friend of mine or an ex-friend of mine, and I was calling her stupid cunt bag and all this crap. Like, I sent a mass-long text message, and apparently it lasted for, like, a minute. And my dad's not a person to, like, listen to automated voice messaging kind of things because he doesn't like talking to inanimate objects.
Wait. So then does that mean he would hate talking to Chris?
Yeah, pretty much.
Nice.
So, but apparently my dad had actually stayed on the line to just hear this whole text message. Just because of the way that it started out, apparently, he was like, really, you're going to call me a stupid fucking cunt and all this shit? I'm like, whoa, what are you talking about?
That's awesome.
My dad got fucking serious with that shit. I'm like, oh, whoa, slow your roll, that's not what I said. He's like, oh, yeah, you want to bet? I'm sure I can send this fucking text message again, and you can hear it for yourself. I'm like, and so I was like, wait, what? Like, Dad, you don't got a cell phone. How can you get a text message, let alone hear a text message? He's like, well, dumbass, you send it to the fucking house. I go, well, asshole, I didn't know it was going to fucking play the fucking thing. Yeah, that was a bad move.
That's awesome.
I ran. I ended up staying over my friend's house that night. My dad, let's just say my dad got a little spiteful on me and changed the locks on the door.
Awesome.
When I called him an asshole. And, he kind of, took the fucking couple of my fucking prized possessions and put them in a fireplace. I was like, yeah. Me and my dad have a lovely relationship when it comes to shit like that.
We can tell.
Oh, yeah. Well, you want to know how much of a lovely relationship me and my daddy have? He gave me the belt buckle that he used to beat my ass with. And I shit you not, I have that fucking belt buckle sitting in my fucking car right now, just chilling.
Only spaz.
Pretty much.
Constant reminder to fucking make sure my ass is covered so I don't get whipped with that fucking thing. That fucking thing hurts. You get hit by that fucking shit, that belt buckle, and my ass would have an imprint of, because it was like this oval fucking belt buckle, and it had a fucking Indian dude crouched down in front of behind a deer with his rifle like in front of him. My ass cheek would have it on it. Yeah, is that so? Really?
What happened?
I can hear you fucking shit. That's what happened. That's what I gotta say to that.
The newest entrance theme for the Divas Nexus. Hold On to Me by Twisted.
I need a cigarette. And I'm all out. Yeah, I don't want to hear about you.
I got a carton of cigarettes sitting here. You should come by my house and pick one up. I could give you one.
Yeah, I ain't got a carton this time. It's just a pack.
The guy just take out the pack from him. Then he has none. He has to buy more.
Which that's not too hard to do, Chris.
Well, then you have to waste your money to get another pack.
Chris.
Well, when you have a job, you usually have a tendency to have a good amount of money, you know?
Exactly.
So really, he could just go out to the fucking store now and get a pack of cigarettes if he really wanted to.
Well, of course you could, but then again, I don't smoke, so I don't really give a fuck about cigarettes.
No, but you might need a job. You should probably get one of those. You know, with you being in college and all.
I finished my final on Tuesday. I'm looking for one.
Oh, he's talking about college. He's talking about college.
Hey, I didn't say the word, though.
What word?
I'm not that stupid, Spaz.
Really? I beg to differ.
Oh, Spaz.
Oh, Chris. Why are we talking like that?
All right, seriously, it's not like a perfect moment to do the OAJ thing from WWE 13, which I think Havoc knows exactly what that was.
Wait, Evan, Chris, I wasn't paying attention.
Wait, you have a quick question? What?
He said, no, I have a quick question. I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah. I just, you know, stop paying attention to me and start talking.
What the fuck is on top of my fridge?
Why are you talking to your fridge for, weirdo?
Oh.
So she's talking to fridges now.
Yo!
Well, she's a nurse, so it makes sense, I guess.
I'm a retard. We all know this. I talk to inanimate objects, apparently.
Hey, you're talking to me.
Are you sure about that? Because it means that she got quiet.
I'm eating chips.
Mega tube. I get anything I want. Video form and just download to my computer.
Somebody make me a sandwich.
That's Gilgene's job.
That's your job, man.
I don't got nothing to make a sandwich with. That's a bad thing.
Use yourself.
And go shopping.
Yeah, and how am I going to do that one, smartass?
Walmart?
Yeah, she's got no car.
Walk to Walmart?
Take a cab? I have my two kids.
Well, they're asleep.
And they have a tendency to wake up.
Yo, I would kick your motherfucking ass if you're telling me to leave my kids alone in a household that I just moved into. That I don't know no one around here.
Definitely not a good idea then.
Let alone, I don't even like leaving my kids when I'm going to fucking put $20 in for my fucking tank.
I've won one hell of a life.
I get you on that.
Fuck that, I'm not disabling on.
Welcome to the Quickie Mart, how may I help you?
Listen,
like
boo.
A Slurpee?
No, I don't want no Slurpee.
How about a hot dog?
Nope.
They are nice and fresh. They've been sitting on the rotisserie for 8 hours.
They can stay there.
would like to say, whoever is jacking it, I hope you're using lotion.
That would be havoc.
Amen.
No, it's you hitting your fucking cigarettes, fucktard.
Trish Stratus is fucking sexy.
Wait, what?
I said Trish Stratus.
Every woman's saying every woman's fucking sexy again.
So Chris, you disagree with the fact that Trish Stratus is sexy?
No, I do not. But I do not have to say every woman in the world is fucking sexy. Like I'm trying to prove that I'm not gay or something.
Chris,
I'm sorry,
Chris, you realize I don't say every woman in the world is sexy, right?
What do you want to do on every episode JR?
There's only two WWE divas that I would ever call sexy.
Which one would that be?
Stacy Keibler and Lita, hands down.
Definitely agree. But, Chris, you realize I don't know every woman in the world, right? So that's kind
of... Well, pretty much every time you're talking about some... Say, this woman's sexy. Say it like every fucking show.
Yeah, but you realize if I'm talking about a diva, they are sexy as fuck. Dude, even Ghetto G says the same damn thing.
I agree with you. Trish Stratus is definitely one of the best divas. I mean... The two I fuck, if I could fuck any of the two, would be Lita and Trish.
I only like Trish because she's representing us fun-sized women who are big-breasted.
Well, you know what? Yeah, well, think about this. Trish's tits are even bigger now that she's pregnant.
Well, why she's pregnant? Holy shit. World's coming to an end.
No. The world will come to an end the minute Mae Young gets pregnant again.
I don't know who she is, but okay.
That's a really, really old team. That's like, what, 95, 97?
Dude,
older
I haven't
than
been watching fucking wrestling in God knows how long. The last time
well, she gave birth to a hand in like 2000-something, right, Havoc?
The last time I watched wrestling... was when, let's see, it was right after the Hardy Boys had split and fucking Matt 2.0 came out, and then Jeff Hardy went off and did his own thing on ECW for a little while. Then they came back. They did a tag team match, so the Hardy Boys, and then Lito came back, too, with the Hardy Boys for, like, a short time for a fucking tables, ladders, and chair match against Christian and fucking Edge, and I don't think the Dudley Boys were in this one, though.
That sounds like it was 2003.
And then, like, after that match, because the Hardy Boys had beat them, Christian and Edge got into, like, this ginormous fucking huge-ass fight again. And then, like, now they fucking, they hated each other. That's about it.
Eric, what year does it sound like to you?
Maybe about 2007, 2008.
Sounds like a long time to go to for me. Okay. I used to be really big into that shit when the Hardy Boys and Lita were around. Yeah, H3 motherfuckers.
Yeah, well, you know, I hope you know Jeff Hardy's part of TNA now.
Yeah, I know he is.
Even though he's out with an injury. Yeah.
Sorry, I never, like, I thought Jeff Hardy was okay looking. I never was like, no, I want to fuck him. No, it was Matt Hardy for me, apparently. And, like, the one time, like, I met them a long time ago with my brother. And, like, I must have admitted that, like, I was madly in love with Matt Hardy. And I don't know how he did it, but he pulled, like, this plastic ring. Like, you know, you get in those 50-cent twisty things where you pop the top off the little egg-looking thing and you get that plastic ring out.
Yep.
And he got down on one knee and asked me to marry him. It was fucking awesome. I was like, oh, hallelujah, I'm marrying him.
And yet you didn't.
I was, like, fucking 15 years old.
Oh, Well, then it makes more sense.
Go, Matt.
Although Matt Hardy isn't that much older than me. Bet you didn't know that one.
No, I think I knew that one already.
He's a little older than my sister. My sister's 34. So I win, motherfucker. I can still marry his ass.
Isn't he already married?
Huh?
Isn't he already married?
No, Matt Hardy, no. The person that he was supposed to marry was Lita. And in technicality, I find it funny because the relationship status on wrestling between Matt Hardy and Amy were, you know, that they had broken up and all this shit. But in actuality, they never broke up. They were quite happy together, apparently. I don't know if they're still dating or not. I know that they keep up the image that they were broken up and shit.
Yeah, they broke up.
And then, well, one of the main reasons why Matt Hardy and Lita both left, so one of the main reasons why Matt Hardy had left the fucking WWE is because of the fact that they were sitting there saying that him and Lita weren't together. So what happened was if he had left, they would still be able to stay together, technically. And then it would just be like, you know, hey, we're making up a fucking story so you guys fucking hate Edge kind of bullshit. Which I hated him anyway, so it's all good. Oh, good, the hood.
Last thing I knew about Lita was that she was dating CM Punk. But, I mean, I know they broke up.
Yeah, they broke up. Ready? This is how long ago. The last time that I saw Lita was when Kane kidnapped her and tried to force her into marriage.
That was awesome.
What? That's how long ago that shit was. Oh, is your little baby having tired?
I'm just a little sleepy, but no, I'm good.
You poor thing.
Shit, it's awesome.
But it's
maybe
great
I.
But it's great that Lisa's like only 38 and she feels good.
Wait, what?
I said it's great that Lisa's only 38 too.
Yeah, and she looks fucking hot for her age. Let me tell you. Lita's 38. Matt Hardy is 30. Wait, Matt Hardy is 39 or 40? No, he was
38. I'm on his Wikipedia page, September 23rd, 1974.
No, don't go by Wikipedia, motherfucker. People change that. People can go in there and change that shit. I could have a Wikipedia, and my birth date could be like 2010. Like, seriously, I'd be as old as my daughter right now. People can go in there and change that shit without, like, ever having to okay it. Don't ever go by Wikipedia. I know Matt Hardy's older than Jeff Hardy by 3 years.
Well, and apparently he was really born September 23rd, 74.
What is he on your? What are you on his website?
I just searched it, and it basically said that on a wrestling website that he was born September 23rd, 1974, and Jeff was born August 31st, 1977.
Yeah, see, I told you they had a good age gap.
But, yeah, like 2 years.
Yeah. Wait, Havoc. How many years did I say that they had an age gap? Two or three? What? Did I say two or three?
I think so.
Yeah. Don't try to school me on the Hardy Boys, boy. I will beat your ass. Just because you got a computer in front of you, don't mean shit. Just like the reason, one of the main reasons why Jeff Hardy went to TNA is because of the fact that he was on tour with his band at that time. And on top of that, he had an art show.
So my question is, who do you guys consider would be the one that would be easier to forgive for the drug use? Would you say it would be Jeff Hardy, who basically fucked up a TNA pay-per-view for passing the fuck out in the, like, in the match? Or would you say Randy Orton, who's had multiple strikes due to drugs but never, like, passed out in the ring?
It would be Jeff Hardy, most likely.
The easier one to forgive is Jeff Hardy?
Yeah, because... Well, Randy Orton, originally, Randy Orton, what was it? He got caught with fucking steroids when he first signed on. He actually got suspended for it. I think it was like 4 shows he couldn't come on. He got suspended for 4 shows. Jeff
Hardy.
Yeah,
1 month.
He got a warning the first time that he got an offense, and his offense wasn't for steroids. It actually was he did pills at the time because of all the injuries that he had. He was I think he was abusing oxycodone at that time, and he got a slap on the wrist because of the fact that it was due to his injuries. And he actually had a medical note stating that he needed to have these pills, but they're highly addictive. So, you know, and after a while, you become tolerant of these pills. So when you get a random drug test screen, it's automatically going to show up. And if you have to take more than the normal dosage to get your pain to go away, which I have had to do before with my knee, I used to take one. And then my body got acclimated to the fact that, oh, hey, you're only taking one. Hey, fuck you. I'm going to make your pain worse. And so you'd have to take two. So what happened was is his drug test was high abnormal. And he got a warning for that. And I mean, he did get a hefty fine for it. But because he got the doctor's note, he didn't get suspended. His second offense was alcohol. I know that. He came into a match completely blitzed out of his head, and he ended up completely dumb. He lost the match, and it was actually supposed to be rigged where he won the match, but it wasn't like that.
Are you talking about that TNA match?
I'm not quite sure which match it was. I don't remember what match, and I don't remember if it was for TNA or, huh?
Like, the one match I came out to in TNA was against Sting, and basically he couldn't wrestle the match until he basically did a quick roll-up, and Sting won in 30 seconds, which was supposed to be the main event of the pay-per-view.
No, that wasn't it, no. That was not it, because I remember that match, and that's not it. No, this match, he was against somebody else. I don't remember who, and I can't remember if it was on WWE or TNA or ECW. I think it might
probably
have been on
WWE
ECW.
Or ECW, one of those two companies.
You know what it was? It was on WWE, and it was against Kevin Nash.
Mm.
He went to go off the top rope, and he lost his footing because he couldn't stand up proper, and he fell down and pretty much knocked himself unconscious kind of thing, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that TNA match was awesome. I remember watching that. My favorite of the pay-per-view was like, fucking asshole.
Yeah, I don't know what happened with that one, but...
I can explain that. That's very easy to explain. He went out to the ring for a match against Sting. He was, like, drunk or high as fuck, basically. And Sting just gave him a roll-up to get the 1-2-3, and he was pissed as hell.
I do know for a fact, though, that, I mean, during after he failed, like, his third test, they ended up making him go to rehab. He had to go to rehab and shit like that. And when he went to rehab, he was out for, like, 2 months or some shit like that. And they were, like, I guess they had said that, like, Jeff Hardy was out due to, like, a medical
injury.
Condition. No, a medical condition from
yeah.
a match or some shit like that. And it wasn't specific. It's kind of like when Lita, when she did her Karana, when she snapped her neck, she broke her neck. She was out for, almost a year and a half or something? And one of the main reasons why she was out for so long was not only did she have to have neck surgery, but she, you know, physical therapy and shit like that, but she also had to, she also was having an issue with the painkillers itself because of the fact that, like I said, painkillers are highly addictive. Whether you're not, whether you've never used drugs or anything, painkillers are automatic addiction.
Yes.
Because if your body starts getting acclimated to that shit, fuck it, you're done. You're gonna be needing more, and unfortunately, that's usually what leads most of my patients to having to be into rehab and crap like that.
Yep. I've never had to take a painkiller.
I mean, I've seen older people, like, in their 80s get addicted to oxycodone, Percocet, Vicodin. I've seen them get addicted to, Seroquel, you know, muscle relaxers, all that crap. I've seen them all get addicted to that shit. Just because, you know, it's what's going to happen.
Yep.
And it's nothing they can really do. What did Havoc leave? That bitch.
He's still on. I think he's asleep.
No, you would know when he's asleep. Trust me. He's like a fucking Snorosaurus.
Snorosaurus Rex.
I gotta fucking repot these fucking plants. You gotta be shitting me.
The one thing that, I mean, I will say, like, I have no clue why WWE is still giving Randy Orton a main event push with the fact that he's had two drug failures. Because, I mean, their thing right now is, like, if you fail 3 drug tests, then you're fired.
Yeah, well, they say that. They say that only because of the fact that they want people to believe what they're going to be saying. It ain't always true. Don't ever believe them on that shit because Randy Orton brings in a,
like,
lot of fucking money.
Seriously, if he was to get fired and TNA picked him up, then they'd be some serious competition.
Oh, hell yeah. If Randy Orton got fired, if John Cena's even gotten fucking caught with steroids, fucking, it's just almost, you know, every single wrestler wants to be bigger, buffer, you know, so they look more, you know, intimidating, so they look the part, all this crap. But what they don't realize is that, you know, no matter how, whatever fucking part you're going to look, you're going to get fucking tested. It's always a random test, and they ain't going to be like, hey, you're getting a drug test tomorrow, so don't do your steroids, like, you know?
I know. I mean, it's kind of like you have to be able to control the stuff you're on, but you shouldn't be doing that shit anyways if you're in a company like that, which you can get random drug tested because you will get randomly tested sometimes.
Well, it's also just like Triple H. Triple H is a fucking huge-ass steroid user. I mean, look at from the figure that he went from back in the 90s to now.
To what he is now.
Yeah, he is like, I saw him one day. I was sitting on my fucking couch at my old, just sitting there. I'm like, I was watching, like, I had come back from the pool hall. I was drunk as shit. And my friend James, my brother James, is just chilling on my couch, and we're talking and shit like that. And I turned my head, and automatically on my TV was fucking wrestling. And I'm like, oh, what up, wrestling? And, like, next thing you know, you see Triple H coming out. I'm like, what is that? That's Triple H. First off, he cut his fucking hair. Second off, I'm like, holy shit, he's huge.
pretty much. I mean, I guess with him, it's kind of like he thinks, oh, well, what? Who cares? I'm married to the boss's daughter. I don't really have to care about my body, but still he uses this shit because he's not going to get randomly drug tested because he's basically married into the family.
Yeah, pretty much, even though Vince McMahon hates his fucking guts.
Pretty much, and even though he's going to be running the company in like a year or so.
Wait, what?
I said, even though Triple H is going to be running the company in like a year or so.
Yeah.
I mean, pretty much is right now.
Yeah. I don't know. Like I said, I don't watch that shit no more. I don't, it got way too fucking, like, I mean, it was pretty fucking, you know, fake when I was watching it originally back in the day. But,
I mean,
I
sometimes it can
that.
Notice the fake moves. I mean, sometimes it's easy to notice it. But still, I mean, I kind of like the storylines, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, you know, coming from a backyard, I mean, I used to do backyard wrestling. So, granted, when I see these fucking moves, I know automatically, hey, I know what you're doing. I'm like, I used to take hits worse than what they take, you know?
Yeah, I mean, like, the only thing I'm excited for is, like, I actually bought a ticket to the Money in the Bank pay-per-view, which is in Philly, the 14th of July. I mean, I'm going to be excited to see that because, I mean, two in here with ladders, I mean, hell yeah, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, because I don't really think you can fake that too well.
Well,
but still,
you know,
I mean, it's a good pay-per-view, so.
I did backyard wrestling, so it's like, you know, granted, I used to watch them to get my moves for backyard wrestling. And, like, you know, I had to justify, like, all right, Lita's move, the Hurricanrana, yeah. If you landed it properly, you wouldn't get hurt pretty bad. You wouldn't get hurt at all if you took it the way that you're supposed to take it. But if you're a dumbass and you don't fucking land the way that you should land, dude, you're going to be fucking hurting real bad. I mean,
and you're going to be in the hospital for a while.
I fucked up one kid real bad. Like, the kid was, like, brand new to this shit. And this kid was talking mad shit because I was the only female wrestler in my backyard with my friends in the backyard. And, like, we used to do some fucking sick shit. Like, I mean, my friend Kyle took a fucking steel chair to the head, split his fucking cranium. He split his cranium open. We ended up having to go to the hospital. He ended up having to get like 12 staples in his forehead. You know, like backyard wrestling is nothing to be a joke about, you know?
Well,
like,
I mean, I know it's not
serious.
Fake like the stuff in WWE or TNA where they know how to just go like just an inch away from their face if they're going to punch them.
Yeah, no, I'm a deck you. If I'm doing this shit, I'm a deck you. Plain and simple. That's just how I roll. But this kid that, like, thought he was big and bad because, like, he was old.
Find the
Astro! Get him. Ghetto.
Really?
That was ghetto.
I know it's ghetto. I always know when ghetto's on.
Because Havoc fucking hates that dude.
Like,
and I guess
like
Havoc's
I have,
asleep.
instead of having Spidey senses, I have ghetto senses.
Yes. That's easy enough to have.
I know when my ghetto G is on. Kind of like Adam and Big Homie, you know?
Yep. I'm happy Big Homie stopped calling in.
Well, you know, because you know what it was? Because Adam, you know, opted him out, telling everybody his business. That's what it was.
Oh, well, of course, because Adam told him that they were
eating
me. It makes sense.
Eat me more. Feed me more.
Well, apparently Ghetto is hungry.
Apparently he's going to play random songs and interrupt the conversation.
Whatever, you know what?
Instead of calling in.
Let ghetto be ghetto.
I don't even care to interrupt any of the songs.
But Ghetto's hungry, apparently, because he played that song.
Yeah, of course.
It's time to get fucked. It's time to get crunk. It's time to step it up, knuckle up, and blow the roof up. Right time for me to get fucked. Right time for me to get crunk. Right time for me to step it up, knuckle up, and blow the roof up.
They can't. Voices in my head, they count to me, they understand, they talk to me. You got your rules and your religion, all designed to keep you safe. But when rules start getting broken.
Now that he did that, I have to download the song and put it on the soundboard.
Why?
Oh, you'll find out.
He likes to stuff your stocking.
It was something that happened on Raw that was so stupid that you'll end up laughing at it.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talk.
Come on, let me find this stupid thing on YouTube. Let's check if this is the right one.
I'm stuck in your head. I'm back from the dead. Got you running scared. I'm fierce. I'm calling you out. I'm taking you.
Really? Really?
He's playing some random ass shit.
Get out. I love you, but seriously.
Let's see. Is this the right video?
Gangsta hit with the high girl. Y'all know
y'all
who
know. I be.
Gangsta hit with the
high girl.
Stormy night when five children of the Lotus crept into a local cemetery. Their intentions were nothing more than to smoke marijuana leaves and drink alcoholic beverages. But these five young boys were soon joined by some very unlikely company. In fact, for the children of the Lotus, this was some company they could only dream of. I'm talking about the dead. Not just any dead. I'm talking about they were joined by five ravishing, beautiful, lovely dead women. Who opened up to these boys and gave them their all.
Do you like the Ouija? We dance. Blood and flesh, romance. Right there, right in front of the tomb. Beautiful, horrific, and the moon. Dead flesh, crazy hormones. Me with a heart dick, her with a necro. We did the tango, she breathed. She wiped blood on the killer's sleeve. Now I ain't never been the one to pass. She might be dead, but she got a nice ass. Rotten to the bone, I like dead meat. Wearing nothing but a panty.
Voices inside his head, just watching him put me to bed. It puts me. Randy walked down here on this ramp. His expression stayed the same. Does his pose up in the corner? Can't think of anything more lame. All his tattoos are disgusting. All that oil on him is heinous. I guess you get to sit back and watch.
There you go, you love that song, finish.
Yeah, look,
Even though I'm trying to figure out why Jerry the King Lawless and Raw that ignoramus did not rhyme with whatever the fuck the other word was. Because it does.
What?
No, like for that Damien Sandow thing, which that Randy walked down, whatever that song that Ghetto played before that last one.
Yeah.
So that one, watch me beat this ignoramus like that last line.
Oh, guys, I'm trying to record this video like 200 times. But this is for all my people that love you some chicken. I love me some chicken so much I decided to write a song about it, so listen. I bust a window at you, y'all. I thought I saw myself at church's bar. I smelled that chicken from afar. Chase that man right back to your car. I'm taking this chicken at your car. Don't really care how hungry you are. I'm addicted to chicken, it is not my fault. I guess it's the sweet aroma. I'm taking that chicken, I just love my chicken. Cluck, 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 you touch my chicken, I beat you up. When I fry my chicken, you gotta go. Ask me for a piece, you out the dough. Eat my chicken with crystal hot sauce. Eat it so much, call me the rooster boss. Cock-a-doodle-doo, they see me coming. That's when all them chickens start running. Barbecue sauce, finger licking, licking your lips. Gotta have my chicken. Man, stop playing, I'm fighting for some chicken. Do the mic section, I'm fighting for some chicken. Fry my chicken, fillet my chicken. Grill my chicken, you can bake my chicken. My mama know how to fry that chicken. In that kitchen, taste so crispy. What I'm thinking? Chicken busting windows out your car. I thought I saw myself at church's bar. Something, something that's up from afar. I chase back to your car. I'm taking the chicken out your car. I'm addicted to chicken, it's not my fault. Don't really care how hungry you are. I guess it's the sweet aroma. I'm taking the chicken out your car. I have my chicken. I need my chicken. I love my chicken. I put nothing above my chicken. Chicken.
Okay, now where the fuck is the fried chicken?
You don't get chicken. You ain't black.
No, how to get it all.
Ghetto G.
call in.
All the hell in.
Because you love me. Or at least play another stupid song, please.
Pick I can play a stupid song.
www.psbeats.com. Make your billboard hit.
Lot of twerk. Lot of twerk. I said these bitches lot of twerk. Lot of twerk. I told them I'ma put in that work.
Why?
I told them I'ma put in that work. Okay, bitches lot of twerk. Bitches lot of twerk. These bitches lot of twerk. And while these bitches twerk, I told them I'ma put in that work.
I'm gonna don't
get play
suspended that
from school if I start dancing like that.
It's gonna make my ears bleed.
Oh, shut up.
It's been 5 months and 4 days since I walked away from you, baby. I thought me and you were BFF, but bitch, you drove me crazy. I wake up in the mornings and you're not by my side. There's a piece of me that's lonely, but yet I feel so alive. I know you're patiently waiting for me to give you a chance. Baby, I'm sorry, bitch, you can kiss my ass. Me and you are over, I promise there's nothing that you can say. Maybe if you wasn't so damn dishonest, I'd still be with you today. But I'm so sick and I'm so tired of all the bullshit you do. And I don't wanna fight no more, stress no more, cause me and you were through. Baby, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry that you couldn't be perfect. I tried to give you my love, but bitch, you didn't deserve it. Cause you're worthless, you're worthless. You piece of shit, you're so worthless. And for me, I'm doing fine. And for us, you know it's dirt. I hope you fall off a mountain and hit your head on a rock. I hope you drown in a jacuzzi trying to suck on the sky. I hope your boyfriend gets murdered. I hope your mother gets raped. I hope your father and your brother get cum shot on the face. 5'6'9", black dude with a bunch of tattoos, with a dick long with men in his shoes. Bitch, I hope you bleed to death. I hope you bleed to death. P.S. Fuck you too. Bitch, I hope you get herpes and break out on the hospital bed when you're giving birth and your baby's born with bumps on his head. Bitch, I hope you die. Baby, I'm sorry.
Your mother gets raped. I hope your father.
We should see if we can wake up Havoc with his call.
Rape me, my friend. Rape me.
Rape
me.
Rape me again. I'm not the only one. 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 Hate me. Do it again. Wake me.
Yeah, for stealing the monkey, stealing the little monkey.
Across that flow and crank the man, nigga. Now I been crank that man, nigga.
Roosevelt, just see, now we just told him, mix it up, cross that flow and crank the man, name me, now what, man? Crank that man, now what, man? Crank that man, now what, man?
We must summon the magic ninja.
They all ask me why they messing with my heart, taking up my time, fucking with my mind. But anywhere I go, the tweaker's there. Everywhere I go, the tweaker's there. Hey, tweakers, leave that shit alone.
Okay, Havoc, you can stop pissing.
Heck.
I was literally about to hang you the fuck up.
Man, I've been awake, motherfucker.
I thought you were asleep.
Nope. Did you enjoy, you know, Cobra and G.I. Joe? See, the fried chicken song, Crank That Mini Me.
Yeah. That sounds so like ghetto. It really did.
Nope.
Somehow we have another 203 called in. So, other 203, who's this?
It's someone from a long time ago. What up?
Okay, then.
Can anybody guess who it is? I disappeared for a while.
Havoc, want to take a guess on this?
I know who it is. It's Merp.
I hope someone remembers me.
Yeah, I said Merp.
Oh, it is. It's Sammy.
What
I'm calling because I'm absolutely just leaving the ITP show in Hartford right now.
Sitting on my couch. Ah, balls.
Oh, it's so quiet on here.
Sam, are you driving?
I am driving. I'm on my way home. I just left Steph's house. The fuck is that?
I'm probably playing on the fact that Havoc's basically half asleep, I'm guessing.
Yeah, knowing Havoc, he's probably best.
What is that noise?
That would be Havoc.
What?
I don't know how to turn it off.
Straight up back in the pool. So when she came at me, what the hell was I supposed to do? Stand there and let the bitch wear long I know the girl, she's quite the tough cookie. But still, the cops book me for defending myself, and everybody looking at me like I'm going to hell.
You at a party, and a woman invades your space. You better put her in her place. And Chris Brown, and Chris Brown, and Chris Brown, that's
you
in
at a
party.
Place.
And a woman invades your space. You better put her in her place. And Chris Brown, and Chris Brown, and Chris Brown, that bitch in the face.
Bitch smacking hoes all day. Step to me and catch knuckles to your face. Suck that dick, bitch, I'm dirty as fuck. I bust a nut and punch that slut. What up, big props and Chris? Throw your bees in the air. If it was me, I would've grabbed that bitch by the hair. Force feed my cock into her pretty ass mouth. Even though she got a bloody lip, you know dirty town.
I'm crazy, I knock a bitch out like black, I black, I black, I am down, same pound. Yo, I swap that bitch. Then I slap that bitch. Then I kick her to the curb like I ain't seen shit. And if I get a pregnant, I'ma kick her down the stairs. She can miscarriage, cause I don't care. If a bitch acting froggy and she tries to leave, I put her back in the car and include in the front.
If you at a party and a woman invades your space, you better put her in her place. And Chris Brown, and Chris Brown, and Chris Brown, that bitch.
If you at a party
and a woman invades your space, you better put her in her place. And Chris Brown, and Chris Brown, and Chris Brown, that bitch in the bay.
Ladies, leave my goddamn car keys alone.
Chris Brown, that bitch in the bay.
Ram your ass, not James Brown, not Tony.
Chris Brown, that bitch in the bay.
Shit, we're just playing, ladies. You know we love y'all.
Ghetto G, what's going on, my nigga?
Ghetto!
Chris Brown, that bitch in the face.
Man, we ain't bumped that shit in forever.
I don't know, it's a rare occasion.
I was going to play that when you were in your whole music spree.
They thought it was ghettos.
Yeah, you know, blaming me, and you
I thought Havoc fell asleep on the phone because he hadn't talked in forever. And this is track after track after track.
Man, this goes back to our previous show. What was it? He's asleep, but he's here. Or he's here, but he's asleep. Whatever the hell it was.
Hey, Mike.
So, Chris, where is your artist?
Yeah.
Oh, I hit him up today. They didn't respond, so who the fuck knows?
Yeah, they didn't respond.
Well, that artist is now cut.
Yep.
They get no more chances.
I mean, after I saw that comment of him commenting on the picture saying it's going down this time. Not
like that. Yeah, go figure.
Havoc.
Yeah.
Havoc. We can't hear you, Spaz. Speak the hell up.
Fuck you.
Enjoy this Verizon ringback tone while your party is reached.
Adam, what's going on, man?
Hey, man.
Man. Fucking Spaz, what the hell? Fucking Spaz,
what the hell are you doing, man?
I can be real quiet. I'm around here. Sleeping babies.
Hey, turn your motherfucking fan off before I beat your ass. Seriously.
I could be real quiet. I'm around sleeping babies, guys.
Well, all the more reason for Havoc to turn the fucking fan off.
Usually when Havoc's around sleeping babies, we gotta call the police.
Pretty much.
Oh, dear Lord. That's it. Yeah. See if I got any more cigarettes. Turn off your fan.
I gotta get off the phone for for tonight, yo. Ooh, ooh.
All right, nighty-night, little Adam. Poop, poop in the diaper. Good night.
Nice.
That used to be a chant, man, for this group. Instead of saying whoop whoop, they say poop poop.
Leave it to ghetto to have stupid fucking facts.
No, it was
ghetto to bring that up.
No, but hold on. But get this, man. The name of the group was crap.
Yeah, that's an awesome band right there.
I could probably find them too.
I'm sure you can. They're all over the internet, but they don't exist anymore.
Let's see. They had a track called Mo Stank. Crap music, crap rap.
You want me to know names of tracks?
Yeah, well, of course he does.
I don't know. I did get a free CD off of them, though.
Ooh, that smell.
They got like a song called Cell Block 6 or something like it.
Now he's going to spend like 5 hours looking for the shit while he's supposed to be like sleeping. You dumbass.
He is.
Good job.
Wait, whoa. What happened to Sam? Did you kick her?
Sam.
Nope.
Who's
here?
No, I'm here.
Everybody's still here.
Hours.
The only person
what
who hung up
say?
Was Adam.
So, I'm extremely sticky right now, so I'm kind of not trying to keep my eyes open because I'm actually covered in fucking Faygo, so.
You're not trying to keep your eyes open?
No, I'm trying to see my eyes.
I was kind of wonder why you would say that since you were driving.
No, I can't drive. I just left the ICP concert.
She got like the sixth sense, man. You know what I'm saying?
You must have it.
I'm trying to wish that I had a magical pack of cigarettes appear in front of me right now.
He got absolutely destroyed. I was at the front barricade, and, like, during, like, the Faygo apocalyptus, or whatever it's fucking called, my Lobie got, like, destroyed, so I had to go buy a new pack. I was so upset.
You want to, you know, come over here and share the wealth?
I'm coming through Wallingford. Dude, honestly.
I ain't in Hamden.
Huh?
I ain't in Hamden.
I know you're in Southington.
Yerp.
But, like, ICP changed their set, and it's so much better.
Cool. Word.
It's pretty cool.
Really? You're going to play background music now?
Dude,
it's
advertisements.
Elevated.
What the hell do you want?
It should be like... It's a fucking elevator music going on in this bitch.
If you want elevator music, call in the 15 minutes when we're waiting to start the show.
No, I can just fucking call Adam again and hear his fucking ring back.
God damn it, Jack, right now.
Dude, I think I seriously pissed myself listening to that. Apparently it's Paramore, by the way.
Yes, we figured this out a few days ago.
Yeah, well, I wasn't here for when you figured that out, so go fuck yourself, Chris. Go fuck yourself.
Maybe you actually were here, Spaz.
No, I wasn't. We didn't figure out who was saying it. We just figured it out that he had that stupid greenback tone.
Yeah, Chris, she wasn't here when we asked, you know, what the fuck that was to Adam.
Ah, that she was.
Yeah, Chris.
Yeah, fucker. I love how everybody's like, yeah, Chris, I'm like, fucker.
Okay then.
Yeah. Well, I had a like monster.
The monster.
Okay, the background noises are really weird.
Your background noise is really weird. Stop jerking off.
I'm not doing shit.
I'm awesome. I know. You guys don't even have to tell me. I'm just that cool.
Man, who the hell
is lying to you? Yeah, keep telling yourself that. Maybe you will be awesome.
Oh, coming from the fucking Jewish Afro boy. Yeah, okay.
Jewish
I
Afro boy.
Jewish people. I work with people. Jewish people are okay in my book.
Jewish people are stuck up rich motherfuckers.
They're assholes because of that.
I'm a school teacher. Trust me, I work with a lot of Jew kids, and their parents are kind of crazy.
Well, I went to school with a bunch of Jewish kids for years, yes. So, I know all about going to school with Jewish kids.
Well, I teach them, so.
You teach them, man. Teach them better manners.
I feel bad for you.
They yell at me in, like, Hebrew, and I'm just like, I don't know what you're saying, and they're screaming at me, and I'm like, wow, cars are flying.
They're like, listen, Jew, shut your mouth.
Turn to English.
I'm like, shut your mouth.
English, do you speak it?
Exactly.
Oh, balls.
What, is your husband home again?
What? What?
You said, oh, balls.
Hey, am I coming to bring you a bogey?
If you want to.
A hoogie.
I don't know where you live.
Hold on, I'll text you.
Yes. Oh, no, just tell me directions because I can't do, like, multiple things either. I don't know.
You're driving and talking on the phone. It's multiple things.
Yeah, so you can't do multiple things besides that.
Dude,
and
you know where
you're driving and talking
shut
on the phone.
Up, Chris. Shut up. Do you know where Sam the Cram is in Southington?
Yeah.
Yeah,
right,
what the fuck, Abby?
Now? Yeah, shut up. Do you know where Sam the Clam is with the Marilyn Monroe statue in front of it?
Yeah.
Yes, okay. Well, when you come to that light, take a right and follow Route 10 all over. Well, do you know Route 10?
Oh.
Queen Street?
What?
Queen Street?
Shut up, Gal. No, it's Route 10.
Yeah, which is Queen Street.
Sure. I think it's much easier if
tired.
I...
I'm tired!
I'm sorry?
Yeah, I think it might be easier if you just text her.
Sam, I'm just going to text you my address, dude.
Yeah, but don't forget the fact she's got to keep her eyes closed because she's all sticky.
I'm covered in Speedo. What do you want me to say? I'm covered in root beer. If I lick my arm, I taste like Faygo, which is kind of awesome. But
it's about time you taste good.
Hello.
Awesome.
Oh.
Awesome.
The great Khali says, Booyaka, booyaka!
You can say that.
All
right,
Sam.
What?
If you're at Sam the Clams, like, Sam the Clams is at, like, on your right-hand side and you're at that stoplight.
How about you tell me when I get to Sam the Clams, because I'm passing the mall right now.
Go by Hubbard.
I'm going that way. That's the only way I know how to get the fucking... Tell me something.
And then get all the way, go all the way down until you reach Sam the Clams.
Tell me when I'll tell you when I get to Sam the Clams and you tell me how to get there, okay? Okay.
Okay.
Did she just answer herself?
Yeah, she just did.
I'm a little messed up. It's okay. How am I?
One?
What?
Little?
I don't think anybody got that.
I definitely didn't get it.
Oh, balls. Hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on.
We're going to hold on, too.
Hold on. We got balls.
This is JR. We don't hold on for nobody.
All right. Throw out your life preservers. And when I say I mean your titties.
I'm officially uploading crap to the soundboard.
Of course you are.
Why would you want to do that?
Yeah, why not?
Because they're not together anymore? Maybe that's why.
Hey, don't turn around. I'm falling asleep at the fucking wheel. I can't drive all the way to your house.
Okay, sounds fine.
Oh, my God, I'm going to fucking pass out.
On the horn.
On the horn.
I keep you awake. Just press the horn the whole time.
Well, if we would have known this, man, we would have had Chris riding in the back seat. You start dozing off, he'll be like, ah!
No, you know what he'll do? He'll start singing Gangsta Here.
But Gangsta
Fuck
Here?
That shit.
I mean, oh,
Gangsta
shit.
Here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be.
Dude,
no.
Scary shit.
Never again.
Be worse than a fucking killer in the backseat.
Havoc, push the button. Havoc, push the button.
What button?
No, do not push the button.
Push the button.
What, are we fucking Looney Tunes now?
No, if he presses the button, I can just hang him up from the soundboard.
For the love of God. Seriously, please push the button.
What button?
Yeah, what the hell are you talking about?
Well, he wants him to play that damn song, which I do not want
to
hear.
With the hot girls, y'all know who I be.
I can't believe it took you this long to get it, ghetto.
I wasn't catching on.
Pretty much. And even if he tries to play it, I'm just going to play something else immediately right after.
I was having an Adam moment.
Oh, Adam.
Whoa. You said that a little sentimental there, buddy. He's all like, oh, Adam.
Nope. Oh, AJ.
That's only because Chris cares.
Yeah, right.
Fucker.
Now, big homie cares about Adam a lot more than anybody else here.
No. That's a whole other story.
Yes, it is.
Here with the hot girls. Y'all know.
It's not going to happen.
Here with the hot girls.
Here you go, bring the songs now.
Somebody's upset for Kurt Angle.
Chris is.
Gangsta here with the hack.
And sometimes.
Gangsta here.
We're reporting live here at Pioneer Square, where it seems an angry crowd of people have showed up out of nowhere. The reasons really don't know why. It looks like we might have a problem here.
Gangsta here.
Hey, no fucking pussy ass.
Gangsta here with the high girl. Gangsta here with the high
girl. Feed me.
Oh, what?
Gangsta here.
With the hot girls.
Oh, I have.
Gangsta here.
Stop the
Gangsta here.
Give me some guitar, K. Lloyd.
Gangsta here. With the hot girls.
Take it down, man.
Gangsta here. With the. Gangsta here. Gangsta here with the high Gangsta here with the high girl.
What does everybody want?
Gangsta here with the high girl. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta.
Human.
What does everybody want?
Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the hot girls. y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the high girls. Gangsta here.
Alright, man, enough of that shit.
Gangsta heat with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be.
You wasted a whole 3 minutes of that.
But you know, get on the funny thing is, Chris cannot get out of the.
Chris can't what?
You can't get out of the box because of the fact. I keep pressing mute and screen and fucking screen. So, you know,
what were you saying, Havoc? I'd love to hear you say that again.